Speaking of things.
You were so last night, you caught on video downtown playing with.
That is correct.
Can you tell me
have you seen this yet?
So I saw somebody post about it, but I haven't watched the video yet.
For those listening, definitely go to YouTube and check out Texas Reacts.
Yeah.
What we're watching right now is a video of what I can only assume is an alien and not a woman. Smearing horse poop all over her face.
Basically, I was like,
while people record it like it's a school shooting.
Talk about an issue-eating grin.
I hear like
a
I don't know how to describe it.
She's giving herself a dirty Sanchez.
How many drugs do you have to do for this to be a good idea?
I think she says it in this one or another interview. She said she wasn't on anything.
I don't believe that.
Stay conscious and like try to.
Well, I mean, watch her now because now we're seeing her post horse poop.
Honestly, like
learn a little bit more.
The horses just like. Was like a thunder of like just.
I just try to make like, you know, so someone can stay conscious and like.
I just want to point out she's wearing the same outfit from the video. Is this the day after?
It must be the morning of, or yeah.
Has she showered?
Definitely not.
Like the energy was so intense.
Oh, the energy.
It was like a thunder.
Here's why it's hard not to assume that energy people are stupid. Because she just said the energy was so intense that the horses pooped. If you know even a little bit about animals, they just poop.
Especially horses, they mostly poop.
I don't know. You have to feed them a certain amount. They can't just sit there and eat or they'll explode. So they're kind of continuously always eating and pooping.
It vibrated the ground.
Anyways, I love the zoom on the boobs. That was hilarious.
Like no one will remember this moment, and then I like turn around.
Oh my gosh.
And And
this is happening on 6th Street.
Hold on.
I'm going to sit here because, like,
wait. Pun intended. Hold on.
You sat under a horse and it pooped on you, and you're like, what just happened?
No.
Yeah.
You know exactly what just happened. Like,
you're laying in horse poop and you're wondering if anyone's watching.
Like, what?
Everyone is watching. Yeah. It keeps going.
Does it have to?
There's more.
No one will remember this moment.
Everyone's going to remember this.
Turn around. There's all that. And, oh no, it just like felt grounding. Like, well, I'm going to say.
It felt grounding.
Felt grounding.
I just said to. Pun intended.
Oh my gosh.
Because the world.
I just, so she's not on drugs.
She's just dumb.
Well, she's not on drugs. But do you think she was browning out?
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, you know, just had to get
that
one
was
more
a good one.
There.
That was a good one.
This clip is from Gary Faust, by the way.
Okay.
So that's where we're getting this clip, giving credit.
Cool.
I'm not sure
Gary
if
Faust.
We would ever get along with him, but he does a lot of really interesting content.
Sure.
He does a lot of the like.
So people are calling you
like
poop
the
girl.
E6 type
is this a
stuff,
nickname
right?
That
like,
you
yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
Man on
the
street.
Stick
yeah.
or sticks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, one, it's like
they're calling her poop girl.
This, like whole thing wasn't like to get attention or to like you know start a new genre. Although I'm really surprised that everyone.
Start a new genre.
Well, and again, not to mention
has she never heard of Germans?
Thanks for educating me about scat porn.
You're welcome.
You and Mike Gonzalez. I did not look it up, but just y'all telling me what that was freaks me out. Yeah, disgusting. I love, again, not to speak in generalities.
Mm-hmm.
But she prefaced the situation with there was a black man being arrested on 6th Street.
I mean, she's basically Colin Kaepernick of poop.
Well, I mean, what I'm thinking is more What do you mean it's not about you? So many white women have injected themselves into situations just like this to make it explicitly about themselves.
Literally, like,
well, and honestly,
no matter how shitty the situation is.
I was going to say, no matter how crappy the situation is, but
right.
It's one of the most beautiful things. It's like toxins leaving your body. I don't know. I don't understand like where everyone's like freaking out. So like, maybe this is a sign. Maybe I should be the one to be like, embrace your love. Like, embrace
your
love.
You're absolutely
mental. I just like pooped in my hand and then like held it to the camera and was like, okay, now we give thanks to all the nutrients. In our bodies, like, thank you for like.
With that logic, why would you rub it all over yourself?
It's a good releasing technique.
Yeah, no, I like to have a good release too.
Should I start that? I seem like an expert in this combo, so maybe.
She's in real time realizing you're gonna stick with poop girl then.
Well, no, I'm Madam Jubilee.
Madam Jubilee.
Yeah, but you can call me whatever you want. I'm here.
Madam Poop Girl.
I see where you're going with this.
In our bodies, like, thank you for like in our soul.
I thought Mr. Hands already did that.
Yeah, no, I like to have a good release too.
You know,
Gary's fatter than I thought he was.
I'm really. Do you know what? She's seizing her moment.
Madam Poopery.
Madam Poopery. There you go.
Madam Poopery. Madam Poop Girl. Yeah, so, yeah, so
ooh,
that's the poop girl.
That's so much
Dirty
worse
Six.
Than I thought it was,
dude. It would have been better if she was.
It would have been better if she was on drugs and just thought that was a good idea. The fact that she seems relatively sober and coherent, makes it magnitudes crappier.
But here's the thing. It's such an Austin thing. For this video to go viral and for everyone to think, oh, it's a drunk Kyo from UT, happens every week, do a follow-up and no, it's a sex-working, witchcraft-wielding, crazy person. Because
those are just as common in Austin as drunk Kyo makes. Her framing at the very end makes me think she's crazy like a fox. Like, there is no way that we don't see a Madam Jubilee OnlyFans geared toward, like, holistic poop releasing.
Toxin releasing.
This is her way to $1 million. Salute.
Yeah, there was another interview. Gary jumped on this. Good on him. She's like, already a sex worker. She's already doing that.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, her career is already in the toilet. So that one wasn't as good.
You know, there's only so many that you can do.
Yeah.
I'm just glad Gary was on this, like flies on poop.
Ah, good one. Yeah, what would you have done if you saw this in real life? If you had been there in person?
Kept walking.
Just not stopped at all.
You know, all the years in Los Angeles, walking around downtown Austin, I'm at a place in my life where I ignore it.
That's a good point.
I selectively cater what I'm going to actually, you know, put into my brain. And for some reason, somebody smearing poop all over themselves just doesn't appeal
just
to me.
Just not one of them.
And then following it up with, hey, by the way, subscribe to my OnlyFans, where I will now be pooping in my hand. Apparently.
And giving gratitude. Apparently.
Listen, honestly, I'm just a little angry that she's ripping off Two Girls, One Cup and not giving credit where it's due.
I mean, it's an old trick.
Yeah.
She's a one-trick pony. We're just constantly recycling old ideas. Yeah, just old viral ideas. Nothing new around here. And look, for all you creeps out there that are into fecal stuff, apparently, the zoo is $15. Just go there, do it in public.
Hey, or get a job as a zookeeper.
Good point. Speaking of poop and animals. Love the lake.
What's
that?
All right, the cows.
The cows? Where are they? Dude.
Oh my gosh. This is like the Texas version
of
the Stampede and Lion King.
It really is. And I mean, it's
what a bad day to be a cow.
What a bad day to be those little kids.
Sure.
Because if they came up and hit the cow,
oh yeah,
that hurts. That hurts a lot. Yeah.
Fair play though, you know, like that's what you get for eating In-N-Out.
It's karmic. It's karmic.
It's karmic cows.
Yeah, I mean this. I mean, this dad definitely just turned those kids into vegans.
You know, it's funny that we think that whenever we get to do like the inner tube rides on the boats that we're having fun, but it's actually parents taking revenge.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's actually dad taking full revenge.
Yeah.
And then as you see, you hear it. The maternal instincts kick in as soon as violence gets too high. As soon as the lives are actually at risk, mom is back on the kid's side.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And then I feel bad for the dad.
Yeah.
Because he only thinks it's funny.
He only thinks it's funny.
Everyone's okay. This is part of being on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
You get drunk, you run into cows, you get sunburnt, you go to bed.
Look, and this is going to be a story they tell for the rest of their lives. Hey, y'all, you remember that one time Dad ran us into the cows? Yeah, I still got a scar the size of Texas on my back.
Well, it's going to get almost annoying for him, because every time him and the wife go to Sonic and get a burger, she'd be like, you remember that time that you almost had the kids hit the cows? She's going to be having a cow.
Oh, man.
Every time they have a cow. Just saying.
You know, it's just funny that so many people can't steer.
Ah, good one. Good one. This one, have you heard of this?
Steve Lemke resigned as the assistant women's bowling coach at Stephen F. Austin after he was caught having an affair with one of his players. And his wife, Amber, is the head coach of the team. The worst part is that Steve doesn't think he did anything wrong. He said, quote, I knew it was kind of a no-no, but there's not a rule saying it can't happen. It looks like Amber married a real gutter ball.
Struck out on that one. Yeah, so for those who haven't heard this, the women's bowling team at Stephen F. Austin University in Nakanowhere, Texas. Again, national champions. The volunteer assistant coach was the husband of the head coach, has been having a consensual affair with one of the fifth-year players.
Interesting.
And when it came to light,
taking a spare,
his actual quote was, I knew it was a bit of a no-no.
Which is exactly what I expect somebody who volunteers as a bowling coach to say.
Well, dude, he's a pretty pathetic person. I mean, jokes aside.
Volunteer bowling coach.
Volunteer bowling coach. Well, number one, but having an affair, cheating on your spouse is disgusting, is horrible.
As he would say. It's a no-no.
I think it's more than a bit of a no-no. It's kind of a major no-no. Some of the other stuff he said was like he was overworked and unappreciated by her.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to frame it like
he was a victim.
Of course I had an affair. Look at how she treated me. You're pathetic. You had an affair, period, end of story. But at the same time, they do look like cruise people, so no one should be surprised.
They definitely have oversized Hawaiian shirts in their closet.
Definitely. Dude, they have pictures.
I feel like cruise people could build entire tunnels.
Six Flags. Like, they're the type of people who don't want to pay for a photographer, so they get, like, the discount Groupon Six Flags pictures, hop on the roller coaster, everybody smile. That's the wedding picture.
Right.
Just crazy.
Well, and then that's also the honeymoon.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, you know, two birds, one stone. Hurricane Harbor's right there.
Get married on Magic Mountain. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's... We could say it's rock bottom, but you're already a volunteer assistant coach for a bowling team. So, I think you're there.
I'm just trying to like I don't even really have jokes. This is wild. Like
we'll put a pin in it. the funniest thing to me, I almost pulled this clip, but I thought we would maybe take it down because it's a bigger show.
Sure.
But Stephen A. Smith, who's one of my favorite reporters on the planet. If you don't like Stephen A. Smith, I don't know what's wrong with you.
His flagrant episode is awesome.
It's amazing. And he's commentating on Zion Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Who has allegedly slept with a much older pornographic actress. You know, he's commenting on how, yes, it's weird that he's a single guy. Why are we commenting on this? Because have you heard of what's happened to Stephen F. Austin?
He just, really? just goes off on it.
Just pulls it out of, like, if you think what Zion Williams is doing is bad, look at this coach. He must have seen it and just thought, here's how I make Zion look better.
Do you think if you're Stephen F. Smith, like, do you just, like, take those and put them in your back pocket for the theoretical possibility that you might use it?
Or his producers are like, behind the camera?
Right.
Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin. Yeah, yeah. Bring it up. Tie it.
Maybe it's just
because
it's Stephen A. Smith, Stephen F. Austin. You know, it kind of flows together.
Like that.
Something
Stephen,
going on.
Stephen A. Smith Stephen University would probably be way more fun.
I just wonder if anybody told the coach of the women's bowling league that she didn't have to look like a bowling ball to be a coach.
I didn't know who was going to make the joke, and I'm glad you did it, because I feel like I've been way too mean the last 2 weeks. I really
need
to come
I'm trying to take
here.
A few more shots. Yeah, yeah. We gotta even it up a little bit. No,
I've lost a lot of friends.
Your following's gone down.
Yeah, a little bit. Credibility up, following down.
It's a good
thing. It's a gathering of the dollies in Ireland. I want to be there. I want to be a part of this whole thing. It looks so
Since
fun.
Since it's Ireland, do you think they sing Drinking 9 to 5?
Well, no, because they drink way longer than that.
Dude, this is amazing.
Their song would
they
be Drinking Every Day, Gonna Die Super Early.
I'm just surprised that in this clip, Madam Jubilee isn't right behind the horses.
Yeah, why is she not Where is she?
So this is the annual gathering of the dollies.
The dollies.
Hold in Ireland.
In Ireland, where I guess she's
places.
Got a big following. Yeah,
absolutely. Ireland really loves country music.
Is that true?
Oddly enough. Yeah, it's true.
Interesting. Well,
and I thought
they
this,
have the
this
queen.
Is interesting. Because clearly they care more about gathering the largest assortment of Dolly Partons than Kyles care about gathering Kyles.
They pulled it off, and the Kyles can't even get close.
I feel like we need like a Benny and the Jets like sing-along street fight.
we need a Kyle and Dolly type of...
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Benny and the Jets or Jets and Sharks?
Oh, Jets and Sharks, yeah.
Sharks. Yeah, Benny and the Jets was it, yeah.
I'm getting
I get it.
Yeah.
You just win. Because that's a
West Side Story. No,
that's West Side Story, but then also... why can't we think today?
Rocket Man.
Jersey Boys.
Jersey Boys. There you go.
Yeah, kind of got mixed up.
Benny.
Jersey Side Story.
Jersey Side Story.
Do you think that all those dollies were drunk, or do you think they're just happy? Because they are in Ireland, but it's also a Dolly Parton party.
Well, the thing about being Dolly Parton is like you carry your jugs with you, so like you're packing no matter what.
I like it. I like
lots of extra storage.
Is there anyone on earth that doesn't love Dolly Parton?
No.
I mean, is she the most lovable person on the planet?
She's extremely lovable. I don't know why you wouldn't love her. She's written most of the best country songs over the last 50 years.
Ever?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Miley Cyrus talk about how they communicate?
Mm-mm.
So apparently she still faxes.
Mm-hmm.
So to get in touch with her, you have to fax her assistant.
Yeah.
And then she'll read the paper and respond in her handwriting, underneath what you've typed, make a copy of that, and then put it in the fax machine and send it back to you.
Okay.
So cool.
It's Dolly Parton. You can do whatever you want.
You can literally do whatever you want.
Do you think that part of that is just keeping the barrier to communicating with her really high so that only the people who really matter and are really important to her actually can?
That's probably part of it. And also she's Dolly Parton.
Right.
She doesn't have to adapt.
True. Nobody has to. You know?
Well, we all have
because objectively texting is easier than faxing. That's just a truth.
Yeah. But when you're Dolly Parton.
Right. So my question always becomes, are you doing this out of eccentricity and on purpose, or is it truly like, I'm done adapting?
I feel like she's more I'm done adapting.
Okay, fair enough.
Because she also owns a theme park. It's not like she doesn't know how technology works.
Yeah, that's kind of the
thing,
right?
I think she's just a little more picky and choosy.
Sure. I mean, she plays an electric guitar. That's technology.
Does she play? I've never seen her hold an electric guitar.
I mean, she plugs in the acoustic. That's electric. So, like, there's technology involved, right?
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
But that's vital to her living.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Let's watch Coach Prime be hilarious in this KFC commercial.
Let's do it. 100% white meat
original recipe. The Sanders family being the KFC family is the greatest thing ever.
I love it. Had nuggets like this.
I wonder if it's made out of leg meat. What you think, baby girl? It's
prime time, baby. Nice.
There's just a part of me that thinks this is the collab he's always wanted.
Clearly.
You know, take the chains, take the Nike, take the Braves, take the championships. He has wanted that chicken bucket collab.
We're here for the KFC collab.
We're here for that. And look, I'm not a reality TV show guy. But if there's ever just a full-blown Sanders family reality show on A&E, I am watching every episode multiple times. They're hilarious.
Sorry, my leg was attacked by a kitten.
You're good. His leg was attacked by his own body.
Do you think he eats thigh meat anymore?
Probably
not. It did say 100% white meat, so...
Yeah, so they're keeping the dark meat out.
Yeah.
Just going to point that out.
Just pointing that out.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I think he passes the drumstick. Just kind of, I'll stay away from this one.
Do you want a breast or a...
Got it. what if we just don't tell you what is in the nugget?
Well, now we know why we've never seen him at a medieval fair. Like a Renaissance fair.
It's true.
All the turkey legs.
It's just he can't.
Can't do it.
That is actual discrimination for Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
We have talked about it before. I'm a stan. Him as a coach is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, it's fantastic. I wish every coaching story was like that.
I wish every coach coached like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being honest, I love all the headlines that are like another player leaves Colorado. Read the fine print. Because they can't handle it.
Yeah.
Like, he is straight up like, this is the standard. If you don't meet it, you don't play here.
You're out. Like, that's... I guess the part of me that has had jobs and had to show up and do the job is like, okay, if you're an athlete, that's your job. So if you don't show up and do at least the bare minimum, you should be fired.
You should be like, fired like in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So just also he has such a good commitment to not cussing.
Yeah.
Like for all of his quirks and clear downfalls. I just love his clear, like,
why don't curse?
Yeah.
I don't give a darn. He says darn. I love darn.
He says darn.
Darn and dern.
Well, he wouldn't say, you know, leg.
True.
De leg, de arm.
Yeah. I wonder how he feels about pogo sticks.
Ooh. Like, interesting.
Unless you're like, please stop. Yeah. Do you think he hates his kickers?
Does he hate them, or is it hate and envy? You know,
I mean, or is it more of like, a lustful thing? Like, does he get a little hard when they're kicking field goals?
I mean, we all do, in fairness. Or is that just
true? Well, you know, nothing like a beautiful
something
field goal.
Something about just right between the uprights.
Football's such a sexual game. Lots of hands on butts.
There's dancing.
I mean, there's also a lot of grunting. Lots of... just handing
and
it off.
And at the very end, you know, the winning team, somebody's getting really wet.
I thought this was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not Carson being fat now, but... We bury you here. And you didn't leave. Ooh.
We keep our word in this valley.
That's right.
Fine, we'll leave.
Somebody give him a drink of water.
I said right. Leave. He's so thirsty.
I don't want you to leave. I want you to dig.
He teeters the line of Christian Bale as Batman.
Right.
Like when they're like, what's the difference between what's the difference between you and me?
I'm not wearing a walking pants.
Oh, that's the toughest we've ever seen him. In a new interview with the Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan opening up about Kevin Costner's Yellowstone departure, revealing
he's leaving,
that
officially.
He's leaving the show to pursue a multi-movie Western saga. He told the magazine this, and I'll quote it. There's a bit of a tone to this, too. My last conversation with Kevin was that he had this passion project he wanted to direct. He added, he and the network were arguing about when he could be done with Yellowstone. I said, we can certainly work schedule toward his exit date, which we did.
I'm sure that was easy.
The future of the Yellowstone universe. That sounded a little icy, right?
Yeah.
There's something going on there. Sheridan also teased the upcoming Matthew McConaughey spinoff, calling the Texas actor
Yellowstone.
Fit. Okay.
How did they not say it? How did they not say it?
I don't know, man. Also, like, why unnecessarily throw shade when Taylor Sheridan was like, yeah, he wanted to leave and the network was working with the schedule, so we wrote him off based on his schedule.
So he could leave.
That's not icy. Yeah, so he could leave.
Yeah, it's like there was. I think they might be referring to, because that quote, there was more to that quote.
Okay.
Or there was a different interview. And Taylor Sheridan said something to the effect of, I hope the movie's worth it.
Sure.
Well, which is here, fair.
Which is fair, but also Kevin Costner's an Oscar-winning, like, movie writer, director,
movie
actor.
Guy.
So I don't know, man. Let's...
Yeah, like, he's really maybe, learned a lot from Taylor Sheridan,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sure. I mean, he really probably has, but...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
mostly about cutting horses.
It's funny to see the infighting
of
the Yellowstone cast.
Right.
That's similar to the Dutton family itself.
Hey, Kevin, why are you leaving Yellowstone?
Not enough water on set. I was always thirsty.
They're not letting me get treatment for my throat cancer.
Why don't they just replace him with RFK Jr.? I don't get...
I mean, like, dude, same look, basically.
Same look, same voice, same age,
yeah.
same political stances. I think we're good.
I think we're fine.
Like, I think we just solved all of Paramount Network's problems.
You know, it's gonna be fine. Between all 20 of Taylor Sheridan's shows, I don't think Yellowstone's gonna suffer that much.
Well, dude, I mean, we've talked about it a little bit, and I'll say it on air.
Please.
Yellowstone's the worst show in the Sheridan universe at this point.
And that's like high praise. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's still good.
In fairness, I think the prison show he does with Jeremy Renner is the worst one in the universe, but that's not part of the Yellowstone
universe. Which is funny, because that was his first script.
Right. It just, like, for some reason, it doesn't interest me.
Doesn't land?
Yeah, it doesn't land for me. But I'm sure it's great for a lot of other people, just not my cup of tea.
Sure. Yeah, also, I got to pee really quick. Hold on.
Yeah, go pee really quick. We'll just cut this out. I'm watching our friend Jessica's kitties play. Hey, guys. I'm just going to get a little video of this. Y'all are missing out. This is really cool.
Could you hear it?
I heard the thing flush.
Don't worry. It was just pee. But yeah, so Costner's leaving. There's been rumors of it for a while.
So the real reason Costner's leaving is because Christian Wallace is coming on as a writer, and they don't get
along.
Clearly that's why.
Yeah, right.
Clearly.
It's all Christian Wallace's fault. It's all Texas Monthly's fault.
It all comes down to Texas Monthly.
It always comes back to everything.
I love the pause on Al Roker's face. It looks like he's trying to sing a high note.
Maybe it'll play all the way off. Thank you, Al Roker. You're doing great. Glad you're still alive.
He's lost a lot of weight. He's a healthy guy.
He's lost a ton of weight. I know.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
There we are.
Yeah, so now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
I think it's interesting because the first rumors were Matthew McConaughey would replace Kevin Costner.
Right.
That narrative was a new spinoff starring Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
So what's it going to be? Is it going to be Yellowstone with Matthew McConaughey, or is it just going to be another spinoff?
Well, are they going to spin Yellowstone into Landman, or is Landman separate?
Landman's separate. Landman, from what I understand, is based in the early 1900s.
Okay, cool.
Like that's a period piece. Not a current day thing.
Absolutely.
So I mean, I wouldn't put it past him to just start the four sixes and never touch Yellowstone again.
It's gotten so convoluted. You know that he has an ending written. It's just like, how are they going to get there without the Kevin Costner of it all?
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
here's the thing. Kevin Costner had to die at some point because he said many times, this is the Godfather set in the West.
Yeah.
And clearly he's Michael Corleone. So he has to die for this to like complete.
Mm-hmm.
And the question becomes, who's going to take over the empire? Because Case clearly can't do it. Casey doesn't want to do it. Casey doesn't want to do anything, apparently.
Apparently. So there's that. The most capable of all of them doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, and that's, you know, standard across the Taylor Sheridan universe.
Beth also has to die.
Beth needs to die for our happiness.
Well, just to put her out of her misery.
You got a kitty?
Aw, that's pretty cute.
They figured out how to purr.
Aww.
This is Shadow.
Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow.
Are the other ones working in the library?
Shout out to Jessica for letting me take care of her kitties and use her workspace. Shadow Work Library, excellent podcast about emotional development and those types of things.
Check it out. I really think our Miss Poop Lady would get something out of it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a little healing. There's something there. There's some unresolved.
I can't help but think about that philosopher that died when he covered himself in poop.
That happened?
So there was a philosopher, and I can't remember which one it was, but he thought that poop had, like, healing qualities and that it would dry out impurities. So he buried himself, like, up to the neck in feces.
And then went toxic?
And asphyxiated. He went into septic shock or whatever. I can't remember the exact cause of death itself, but it seemed like a really shitty way to go.
Do you ever have moments where you think life is not near as complicated as we want it to be?
Every day.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
For all this esoteric trauma healing, energy field, living with love, theater camp bullshit. Maybe just wake up, brush your teeth, do a job, go to bed.
Maybe don't cover yourself in poop.
At least that, bare minimum.
Sure.
Don't turn a racial justice issue into something about yourself by covering yourself with horse feces.
That's all we're saying, sweeping declaration. Who am I to talk about this or say that this is how it should be? If you're a white woman who covers herself in poop, the message of not being racist is kind of lost, and you should not do that.
It's a little lost in transition there.
Yeah. I just feel like maybe you don't get to talk about those issues.
The integrity of your viewpoint has been compromised a little bit.
Just a little bit. A lot.
Look, if you're showing up on Gary Faust's channel, and not
you're probably
Huberman
not,
Lab,
not a bastion of,
you're
of racial religion,
not a pillar of wisdom and intelligence for the common man.
But you know what? Maybe we're wrong. Maybe she's the wisest of us all.
I can't even go there jokingly. And again, had she looked like she had changed clothes and showered, I'd be more inclined.
That interview had to be like the sunrise, the morning of.
It had to.
And there's that thought of like, how did she not get arrested? But then there's the other thought of like, well, it's not illegal, I guess.
I guess. Yes. Well, also, I'm sure all the cops were like, we've arrested enough homeless people covered in their feces today.
I'm not touching somebody covered in horse poop. I'm not doing
it. Do it. You know, again, bare minimum.
Right.
Like,
would you say,
cops
would you say
like,
that that's outside of their duty?
Good one.
Thanks, bud.
We'll end on that one. All right, man. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Wait, before you leave, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, buy merch, TexasPod.com. Go buy the stuff. Subscribe to the stuff.
Buy our shit.
Buy our shit. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. Yeah.